BC conservatives are fuming that the government voted down a private member's bill to mandate anti-drug education programs. They were wrong and they made the wrong choice, BC conservative MLA Steve Cooner said on Tuesday, October 28, the day after the bill was defeated. What made sense is that they would support a bill that actually fights drugs and drug use. But the education minister, unions and advocates suggest the bill would force schools to stigmatize drug users, therefore making students less likely to seek help. Education Minister Lisa Beer issued a joint statement with several of these advocacy groups and unions on drug abuse prevention on the same day the bill was defeated. Research is clear. Stigma-based education is harmful and ineffective, the statement says. Stigma discourages young people from seeking help, worsens health outcomes and erodes the trust between students and the trusted adults in their lives. Cooner's bill would, among other things, order the education minister to, within 6 months, ensure a curriculum is in place that explicitly discourages drug use, focuses on its negative health impacts, and promotes stigma against drug use as a deterrent. Seeking middle ground, Cooner did make a point to the government that if they were concerned about the word stigma, it could be removed by an amendment at second reading. Nevertheless, the bill was defeated on a party-line vote of 48-43, with the Greens voting alongside the government. One BC and the three independents voted with the Conservatives. BC. Conservative MLA Claire Ratté spoke on Tuesday about her personal experiences with substance use. Ratté has spoken publicly many times about her struggles with addiction and her eventual recovery. I didn't fully understand the consequences of my choices, she said. I made a lot of poor choices, and it took a very long time to rebuild trust with my family. Ratté said the current educational material provided for students to inform them about substances normalizes drug use and downplays the dangers. Independent MLA Eleanor Sturco voted for the bill, arguing the province needs to do more to counteract programs that she says have caused harm, such as the Prescribed Alternatives Program, commonly known as Safer Supply. Beer's take is that trust is needed to ensure students feel safe seeking support. For some students, that trust can mean the difference between life and death, Beer's statement says. It is crucial that classrooms are safe spaces where all students feel supported, not judged.